This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My top three misconceptions about the fiqh of chillin. Number one, the fiqh of chillin is only for young people. I don't know why. I guess maybe it's because of the poster design or the title of the class called the fiqh of chillin. A lot of people, they hear that and they think, you know, it's only for young people. And the reality is that this seminar is not just for young people. It's actually very, very relevant to the older generation as well. And that's for two reasons. Number one, the topics are actually very relevant to you if you're older. Number two, for a lot of parents, it's actually even more relevant because they get to understand some of the issues that their children are going through. So for them, it's a really good opportunity to understand these issues from maybe the perspective of their children or from the perspective of younger people. Quickly, I want to share with you a story regarding this issue. One of the locations where I taught the fiqh of chillin, there was a brother that was taking the seminar. And I would say he's probably in his 60s or 70s, you know, a little bit older gentleman. And mashallah, he took the whole seminar. He was there on Friday, on Saturday or Sunday. And then on Sunday, he comes up to me and he says, you know, I have an issue with you. And I was like, subhanAllah, I guess it was bound to happen. Someone's bound to have an issue with the seminar because until that time, I hadn't heard anyone say anything negative about the seminar, at least from people who have taken the seminar, right? So he comes up to me, he says, I have an issue with you. And I say, okay, what's the issue? Let's hear what the problem is. And he says to me, he says that I'm upset at you. I'm like, okay. I'm like, why are you upset? He goes, I'm upset because he says there are people who, he says, they're my friends, people of my age group who heard the title of the seminar and they saw the poster, like the orange with the chucks on it and all of that. And they didn't take the seminar. They thought it just for kids. And he said, I have benefited so much and I feel extremely sad and upset that my peers didn't benefit. So he tells me, he says, can you change the title of the class? And I'm like, you know what? I can't really do that. That's not my, like, I'm not in control of that. It's not my decision to make. So that's number one. First misconception that the class is only for the youth or younger people. Completely not true. Number two, people think that this class is going to be a list of fatwas, that I'm going to come into the seminar and I'm going to be like, this is haram, this is haram, this is haram, this is maybe halal, but probably haram. Right? And they think that's what the seminar is about. And I said, somebody actually tweeted me and they said, I take the seminar, except that I don't want to all of a sudden find out that everything that I used to do and everything that I used to enjoy is now haram. And subhanAllah, once again, misconception. This seminar is not about fatwa. It's not about me giving you fatwas. And it's actually very rare in this class or the seminar where we discuss the specific rulings of issues. This seminar is more about taking these issues and looking at them in light of modern day society and looking at them in light of us as individuals. So it's not just about the hukum, it's not just about the ruling, it's about how we deal with these issues living in modern day society. That's number two. Number three, third misconception is that people think that I'm going to teach you how to chill. SubhanAllah, I'm not going to teach you how to chill. And I often say that I would imagine that most of you probably know how to chill better than I do, right? Once again, this seminar is not about me teaching you how to chill. This seminar really is about finding a balance in your life. It's about balancing your dunya and your deen, or your dunya and your akhirah, your life and your afterlife. It's about finding that balance when it comes to your religion and the daily things that you deal with on an everyday basis. And so really, if I were to retitle this seminar, I would actually call it the fiqh of life, because this is real life, your entertainment, your recreation, things that you do on a daily basis, finding that balance between your deen and your religious life and your spirituality, and at the same time, find the balance with all these other issues that you deal with. And that really is what the seminar is about. And this is why, inshallah ta'ala, if you attend the seminar, the goal is that by the end of the seminar, you'll have a clearer picture of how to lead your life in a balanced way. And inshallah ta'ala, the bigger goal and the more major goal here is that we really get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the seminar. And this is why a lot of people have actually called this a tazkiyah seminar, a purification seminar, where you end up getting closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So there it is, my top three misconceptions. There are many others, trust me, but my top three misconceptions about the fiqh of chillin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.